The Creator, He created just one thing, which is the desire, the will to receive, which is opposite to Him, and then inflated it. He like did into that point, and it became like a ball, like a balloon, that on the inside it is entirely the force of the Creator, but the ball itself is the force of the created being, the will to receive. And then we have to examine, what can we attribute ourselves to? Either the inner force, which is the force of the Creator that exists in us, or the external force, which is the force of the created being, which came from that point. So, besides the point that is opposite to the Creator, the opposite of the Creator, all the forms in that point come from the Creator, just because the air in it inflates the will to receive, then the will to receive has forms that are the opposite of the Creator. It's like he took this one black point and like did fu into it, and then this fu, this air, this wind came from him, but that point was inflated with all kinds of forms that are the opposite of the Creator. These are the worlds, and our work is to learn what the form of the Creator is from the opposite forms. This we can do. Otherwise, we cannot attain Him. So, what did the Creator do? He made preparations for our attainment. And attainment can come only according to one's effort. And the effort is special, where we have to take the Creator as a partner. And then by that, by every time changing reality as to what to adhere to the form of the will to receive or to the form of the will to bestow. By that, in that we choose to adhere to the form of the Creator instead of to the form of the created being, and also according to or on what
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
Скажите, как совместить в себе два понятия, дойти до состояния?
How to connect these two terms within me? One, reach a state of arrival where I'm capable of doing anything, and on the other hand, efforts rise above the corporeal desires and rise into spirituality.
It's excellent. It's very good. By reaching a state where I, in and of myself, do not have the ability, the forces to reach spirituality, but I do have the opportunity because I'm in a group and I can do it through them. And then I let go of myself. I start taking care of myself, but with all that I can, I start taking care of the environment of the group, and to the measure to which I cause them to ascend, it is I who ascends. The spiritual I grows from one point to the measure to which I put myself, my efforts into the group. 10, 15, 20, 25 grams. The more efforts I put into the group and cause the group to grow, from zero, grow. This size, this is, that's me. You can say, no, it's the group that grew. It's true that you pushed them, you filled them, you something, did something there, but it's me. It's the nine sefirot, and I pushed them. I inflated them. And this mind. But first of all, I have to make a tzimtzum on myself and to really invest in the group. And then by that, I build myself. I am the measure to which I caused the group to spirit.
How should the group treat such a friend when you see that he falls into such states?
Didn't you hear that you have to throw him a buoy or a rope? You never heard about this? You have to talk to the rest of the friends in your group about how can you help the friend. And this way you'll always have work, because everyone will fall for sure. The Creator will arrange this work for you, because without that, the group cannot ascend. Because every time that someone falls, it's not that he falls, he adds his ego to the group, and the group has to help him to process his ego, the ego that he has now discovered together. This is called a descent. It's not a descent. It's an ascent in the left line. So every friend that falls, it's called that he brings his desire to receive to the group, that the group has to take. And accumulate it, process it, absorb it. Correctly form and shape it inside itself. This is the work of the group. How will the group ascend if not by those that fall every time? And if everyone falls, because it's the Malchut. That shapes it for us now. So his friends, the first nine, have to attribute it to themselves and build the paltzuf of the innovated soul. And again, and then again, the first nine help him activate this will to receive, and this way time and time again. If the group knows how to work with the descents of each and every one, it's an ascent all the time. This clear? Who doesn't understand this? Don't be shy, because it's good for everyone to understand and know this. So it's clear. So why are you?
Rabash 3, it's all corrections. He's, every illness that I had placed in Egypt, I will not place on you, because I am the Lord your remedy. The sages ask, if I will not place such a disease, then why do you need the doctor for? And we need to explain, since I am the doctor, why will I place a disease on you if I have to cure that disease? And what do I gain if I will put a disease on you? Surely it is because of punishment. And if I need to heal that disease, what kind of punishment is it? It's as if I'm doing work for vain. Therefore, I will not place such a disease on you. And what you think is a disease, you are mistaken. Rather, all the states that you feel, if you ascribe them to me, it is all corrections, by which you will come closer to me in Dvekut.
So, all the methods that you can bring here, methods of correction, I'm saying that it's good to examine them and see how much eventually they only have to emphasize our path as the only true and correct one. It's not pluralism, it's not democracy, it's the truth that
different angle. You said every time someone falls, it's an additional ego of the whole group.
Yes. And it has to work with it, acquire it, process it, and to rise above it. Otherwise, how can we ascend to a higher and higher aviyut? That is the reception of aviyut from the descents.
But if the disturbance is revealed, if this additional of aviyut is apparent today, then we can work with it as a 10. But if it is something concealed that happens within a person, how can the 10 work with it?
You have to see this according to how a person is, how much he's in the group, how integrated he is, how much he adds, but besides that, no problem if he talks about it. Otherwise, what? It's better that suddenly he'll run away if the group doesn't pay attention. The group has to demand everyone to participate, complete and whole participation.
What kind of a descent you're talking about? Every time someone falls, what do you define as a descent?
Descent means that he can't be gabbai, he can't be shatz, he can't awaken the heart of the friends, he's not, he can't stand guard, keep the discipline. That's called descent. When I fall from my role in towards the group where I'm supposed to see myself as responsible for them.
Another question. Yesterday I heard you say that we look at you and not at the center of connection between us.
Happens.
It happens. So how do we shift the weight from looking at you, expecting you to do things?
Especially that you hang your future on me. This is what worries me. You're looking when. Why isn't he giving it to us? What's going on with him? And it's completely incorrect. Because the place from which salvation will come is the center of every 10. From there you have to receive the force that will take you and elevate you and correct you. And not me. I only support every time from the side. A teacher at school can't turn a person into Einstein. He can't. A person has to exert himself.
But still, all of us, as one, look at you.
So it's not good. It's not good. To look at me is only in order to get the guidance, but to realize the guidance, you have to look into.
Descent,
to see it as a cure. It's the revelation of the flaw that exists in everyone in advance. These are diseases that sit in all of us, that exist in all of us from the sin of the tree of knowledge, and therefore it's their revelation, like Bala Sulam says. Look at them, and they will turn into a pile of stones. I'm happy for the wicked that are revealed. That's how we have to look at it, and not like you. Oh, dear God, what happened to me? I'm an egoist again. Why? If there's the support of the group, correct support of the group, in relay or for everyone, then everyone would have been happy for the revelation of evil in him. It exists inside. Now it's coming out. It's a sign that I can treat it, that I can cure it. I grab that little snake and put it to death.
On the other hand, I have to wait for salvation at every moment.
True.
Вопрос в том, что с одной стороны мы планируем усилия.
So on the one hand, we're planning our efforts for years ahead, and we have to be filled with patience. And on the other hand, every moment I should expect salvation. So how to combine these two points?
This is exactly the work. You put it correctly. I'm happy to hear. I have to be impatient every moment and full of patience for forever, not even till the end of life, but forever. I don't mind not receiving anything, not achieving anything, but with all my efforts that now I each and every moment try as much as I can to give contentment. That's it. And then if I can relate to reality this way, then I'm already in spirituality.
But
good. You put it well.
I will tell you that you don't have a heart on the connection.
The thing is that you're not paying attention to the connection, and the entire correction is according to the intensity of the connection, and especially in the last generation, where we have to reach the revelation of the integral of mankind. The Kli of Adam Rishon that's really closed inside itself. We're not paying attention. We don't have this template in front of us that I have to see. One clean. And all the efforts have to be toward that.
Every descent of a friend, you said,
it's not overcoming, but it's an addition in the left line.
So what can we do in order to help that friend?
To process these things together in the 10, and this way we'll rise above any aviyut that every friend discovers. Where do we get the new aviyut in the 10 from? We have such a small aviyut. Shoresh of Shoresh of Shoresh. How will we have Shoresh of Shoresh of Aleph? Shoresh of Shoresh of Bet? How will we discover it? How will we turn on the engine, the meter? How will we do it? Unless all the time we'll have descents over descents, and every time we will direct them toward the Creator, through connection to the Creator, through connection to the Creator. Through these different little efforts, eventually we discover that, yeah, we have some kind of volume and a certain feeling, nefesh, but it's already something, the presence of the Creator. Otherwise, you don't go into the Ibur. Really? You don't go into Ibur. Or. You're asking something else. In short, how? When I'm at the Congress, among everyone. Like now, suppose. But we're all with all those on their screens and so on. How do we now cause or make all of our friends that are with us now, how do we cause them to be clearly or to have a clear inclination toward connection, so much so that we invite the Creator in there, and then He is revealed as the inner light in our connection of the Ten Sefirot. How do we now make the effort to invert ourselves, all of us together, into Ten Sefirot? And Ten Sefirot, that's the only thing that exists, and the Creator being the inner light here. Let's envision that to ourselves. How do you do it?
Uh,
How do we enter the domain of the One, which is the Creator, even though we are all different, foreign to each other, rejecting each other? How does it happen in practice? Please. How does it happen that when we connect, we attain in our connection 620 times more than our connection before the shattering? Where is that intensity of connection in the correction? If the prayer is the main thing, how do we unite in order to reach the true prayer, which then solves everything? Go ahead. How do we unite in order to establish the prayer by which we solve everything?
The prayer should be out of the arvut.
Rav, take into account that this is right in front of you right now, that if you now reach the right prayer, you don't need anything more. It's this one action that needs to be done right, and that's it. You don't need to wait 10 more years or anything. All in the same place. Go ahead. This means that there's one and there's another one, and they're opposite to each other, and they have to connect themselves to the point that when they connect themselves, it's clear to them that it is for eternity. How can they assure that? That it will really happen as a covenant of salt for eternity. Please. Otherwise it won't hold. And also, we don't start that way. If we don't have the confidence, if we don't have the device, the system that can ensure us that we won't change, that we'll overcome all the obstacles from the moment we make the covenant and forever. Otherwise, we have no reason to start. How do we tie ourselves to that mechanism that guarantees the keeping of the covenant? Surely it's not us. So that this covenant will become a covenant of salt. That no one will have any desire to harm the other. Even not a little bit. To disregard or something. Please, read again.
Again, excerpt number 6 from A Covenant of Salt by Rabash. On all your offerings you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure. To remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation.
So how do we build a system that will guard us? Because obviously the desire is renewed every moment, and then in a moment I'm not where I made the covenant. So how do we build such a mechanism that keeps these conditions of the covenant each and every moment? That as much as the desire renews, the covenant is kept. Please.
We have where to turn to.
Rav, if our kli doesn't keep the covenant, it's not a constant kli, and then it has no existence in spirituality. He's calling upon us, and that's how the covenant is renewed.
The covenant is constantly renewed out of our deficiency when we're looking for a way to add to the love. We have to invent it. That's the main thing. Yeah. If you want something to happen, you must care about it all the time. That's how it works. Yes, Vlad.
What makes today's lesson greater than yesterday's?
Because a greater will to receive appeared to us, greater than yesterday, and we scrutinize things that in yesterday's impression you couldn't. You felt the point of truth, and that's it. What do you think? That I'll always hold you in this state of being up? No. You know, you hold the baby on your hands. Then you put him on the floor so he can start advancing on his own.
How will we use this state today to really reach a new achievement?
Depend on each other instead of on me. Depend on each other, not on your own, because that doesn't exist in spirituality at all, but not on the teacher as well, because that connection with the teacher is not spirituality. There is no such a connection. It's without the kli. But be dependent on each other. Yesterday you had an example, and today you should have continued it with the connection with the friends. And from yesterday's state, you had to come to today's lesson with intention, with a preparation that today you will continue the same state in the connection with the friends. But it's good. All in all, that's okay. We also have to learn, besides that, they hold, you don't hold, that's the study. One day you're like this, the next day you're there. Ascends, descends. We relate to these things as things that come on the path. Just as yesterday I gave you the example of the bicycle, the wheel of the bicycle. It goes forward, it goes backwards, and that's how you advance. That's okay. Very well.